Check, check. One, two, one, two. Ladies and gentlemen. Listeners roll around the world. We are the Uncelebs. Episode 73, I am Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This is Steffi, Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on mother flipping drums.
Coming at you live.
Yeah.
On Sunday night, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steph is drinking that chubby soda.
You had a chubby.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, you had a chubby. York. I already drank it. This is ginger ale now, but it's this.
Mash.
Oh, mash. Y'all
old as fuck. Oh my god,
Fucking TV land, I tell you.
This is when that's when you know the TV turns off when you hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it like, I feel like that was, it had to be like Nick at Night or something.
It was Nick at Night.
Hell.
Yeah, Nick at Night or TV.
Before TV was like
Saturday
TV
morning
land.
Cartoons.
Hell yeah.
Regular TV was like
when I used to watch the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, wow.
I used to watch it like a lot. Don't know why.
Oh man.
Gotta stop the episode. This is the fuck shit episode.
Pure fuck shit.
I'll start off with some mild fuck shit.
Okay.
Alright, so this black woman, well, black couple, homeowners, right? They hired a contractor. So, I saw this story on the news because her doorbell cam caught the whole thing. So, obviously, it caught wind and it went viral and all of that shit, right? So, she runs to the door. She is like, excuse me, no, we don't need your services anymore, da-da-da. Her husband comes behind her and says she's upset about the flag. And and she's like, no, I'm more than upset about the flag. I don't want to, no, it's okay. Like, I know you came a long way and all these other things, but we're not going to do with your services.
I could take it down.
No, that's okay. You can believe in whatever you want to believe. But we won't be having your services today. He got back in his car, kept driving. Big ass Confederate flag.
Wow.
Hanging off of the back of his truck.
Like a flag that you would actually, you know, say.
Not a little flag. The flag you took off the flag pole. That big of a flag.
Yeah.
Is it bigger than Sean's Jamaican flag?
Yes. Yes, like, it is bigger than that flag.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a flag flag.
Yeah. Flag. Hanging off the back of the SUV.
Is it bigger than Dre's Eagles flag?
I don't think so.
No, it might be wider. It was huge.
That might be a sheet then.
Right?
It looked huge hanging off of that thing. Like,
the Confederate sheet on a Confederate bed where he has his little Confederate dreams. America's great again.
But yeah, I applaud her for handling that very well. But that was some fuck shit. Like, how the fuck? And then you look all spraggled like, I could take it down. No, you know what this flag means. Like,
you coming to a bunch of black people's house to do business.
He might not have known. Maybe it was somebody they ordered, like called or ordered online or anything. But at the same time, why would you know?
I'm saying, if you doing like business at all, you shouldn't be, you know, cutting off half of your possible business because of shit like that, you know, some super fuck shit.
Like some political views and shit. Yeah.
That's like he gets the it's above me now. Go away.
Yeah, it's above me.
It's above me now.
It's above me now. You could go next door.
They need yard work done too. You could go next door. The Best Western needs work done too.
Yes. Damn.
All right, cool.
So recently, ASAP Rocky is in custody in Sweden. So how the story started? Pretty much, I guess they're on tour. The ASAP mob, they're on tour in Sweden. These two Afghani refugees, pretty much, were harassing ASAP Rocky, right? So they're going around harassing people in the street. They smacked these two girls on the butt. So they kept following. They kept following Rocky and his crew. So security's like, "Yo, like, what are y'all doing? Like, stop following us. Like, we're not trying to get arrested. Like, stop following us." So they kept trying to ask him questions like, "Yo, what are you guys doing? Like, what are you guys doing here? What are you guys doing here?" So they're like, "Yo, listen, don't worry about that. Like, leave us alone. We could really, like, fuck you up, but we don't want to go to jail. Like, please just leave us alone, man. Just walk away. Go down the street. Leave us alone." So he's like, nah. So he kept following them. So the security kind of, like, pushed one of the guys away. And what happened was the Afghani guy, he threw his headphones at the security, and it broke. So it broke in his hand and sliced him. So the dude was like, "Wow." He was like, "You owe me new headphones. You know, you gotta give me money for new headphones." So he's like, "Yo, you threw the fucking headphones at me. Like, yo, walk away from us. Like, leave us alone. We're not trying to start no trouble. Yo, we're just out here trying to go to a show. Like, leave us be." So, yeah. Mind you, all of this is recorded, like, on Rocky's IG. So you can see, like, the two dudes is, like, really antagonizing them and stuff like that. And they're, like, pretty, like, playing it really chill. So I'm guessing after the video ended, they tried to attack Rocky, whatever. He's pretty much defending himself. So now, because of that, Rocky is in custody right now for 6 months. And if he gets sentenced, he can serve up to 6 years in the Sweden prison.
For defending himself.
In Sweden prison.
For 6 years for defending himself.
It's crazy. Now,
wow.
And the fucked up thing about this, right? And the fucked up thing about this is, like, a lot of these, like, the refugees and stuff like that, they come to Sweden from, like, Afghan, Iraq, and, you know, other countries, and they get defended, like, they've defended by the law, so they can pretty much do whatever they please, and they notice as being that if they defended by the law, they can just do whatever. So it's like, yo, if they were to go to the police and tell them that these guys was harassing them, they wouldn't do anything about them. Because it's like, yo, well, they're protected, so we can't, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
So, pretty much.
Well, that's fucking crazy.
Hopefully, it'll be a quick case. They can look at the evidence and everything.
The evidence is there.
Exactly. It's like, yo, these guys were just defending themselves, you know, just trying to go about their business. If anything, you should know that these guys aren't, like, a bunch of hoodlums that's hurting for money, that's trying to rob some people. Like, these dudes is out there on vacation, coming to your country, of all things. You know, they don't have to be there. Like,
was you on vacation or was that work?
I think it was work. I believe it was work.
Exactly. It's like, y'all paid me to come here. Don't treat me like this. I'll make sure. Like, because trust me, people ain't hurting to come to Sweden and do shows.
Like, exactly. Sweden is a small ass little fucking,
well, right,
fuck out of here country.
It's like, not, get out of here. It's not Sweden. It's the refugees that come to Sweden. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're here illegally.
But their laws protect them, though.
Yeah. The laws protect them. Yeah.
If this, they go give leniency to whoever lost the fight, even if they deserve that ass woman.
Right. That's fucked up.
And if you look in his comments, because Ferg had posted on his page, whatever. So a lot of people who are, like, of Swedish, like, they're Swedish natives, is like, yo, this is not our country. We apologize. These are all the refugees' fault. Like, this is not us. Like, this, we're not like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, praise up to you guys. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, we go through this all the time. You know, these people come into these countries and they do this, and they make our country look bad.
Or,
So, and then...
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, so a lot of celebrities is, like, trying to reach out to them, like, Swiss Beats. A lot of people, man. A lot of people saying, like, call Jay-Z. I don't know if Jay-Z... I don't know if Jay-Z could pull that.
You got his lawyers.
Call Jay-Z.
I got some international lawyers on the phone.
Yo, B!
It's crazy out in Sweden.
But yeah, man. Oh, praise man. Up for Rocky, man. Hopefully he can sign that jam.
Yo, I don't know if y'all heard about this, but this girl started this nasty ass trend.
Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all we got the same fuck shit, but go ahead. Go ahead. I'm gonna go deeper. Go ahead.
All right, so this girl from Texas, she started this little trend of licking ice cream, like going into grocery stores or supermarkets, opening cartons of ice cream and licking it and putting it back in the motherfucking freezer.
That is fucking
and it
disgusting.
started a trend where other teens are doing it, going into freezers, opening up the ice cream cartons and licking it, putting it back, recording themselves doing it. Now, this girl could be facing up to, I believe, I forgot what they said, but she could be facing up to, the maximum is 12 years that she could be facing in jail for that.
12.
You sure? I heard 30.
12 years.
I heard
20. You heard 20?
30. I heard 12.
Well, yeah, 12 to 30. That's a bad sentence.
Yeah, that's
yeah. So, Steph, if you want to elaborate on that.
All right. So, I'm seeing varying things on Twitter about this whole ice cream licking thing, right?
That's fucking ridiculous, man.
It is fucking ridiculous. And then I saw some people saying, oh, why the ice cream company is going so hard? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? Hold on, though. So, somebody did a whole thread. What?
No, because it's like, who's asking, like, yo, you should just leave him alone. Let them lick the ice cream. Y'all deserve to fuck
you. Not let them lick ice cream, but they're pretty much saying, like, oh,
they're kids.
Is that, okay, yes, but there needs to be repercussions and everything. Maybe not jail time.
That's their argument.
But there's a fucking fine for this shit. There's a fine for this shit. This girl on Twitter, I couldn't find it before we started recording, but this girl on Twitter did, like, a whole thing of the history of why this is so serious. So, y'all ever heard the story about why Tylenol and other medications started to seal their medications?
Not really.
All right, so I ain't got the story in front of me, so I'm gonna just be paraphrasing. So basically, there was somebody going around in this town or just like in random places and opening up Tylenol, putting some shit in it, and then putting it back. Oh. People were dying. There was one story where somebody had a heart attack, so the family came and everything, and whatchamacallit, so two of the family members took the Tylenol and everything, and then like almost soon after, maybe like a few hours for one and then like the next day for the other, they both dropped dead too.
Wow.
There was a little girl that had a headache and died. There was all this other bullshit. Wow. So what they started doing was, okay, so they made up this law, and then the companies themselves started to seal their stuff. That's why you see on the bottle, if it's tampered with or it looks like it's already open, do not take it. And they have to write that. So, now, people are asking, why the hell wasn't there a seal or a plastic anything on top of this ice cream? Why was she just able to get in there open the shit and leak the ice cream.
You gotta seal ice cream now?
No. No. Most ice cream either got that film or has the plastic over the lid. Any ice cream?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. But they didn't have any of that shit. So now Bluebell is like, oh, shit. All right, so police, yeah, we need to get her.
You need to guard the rest of these ice creams.
Make and an I'm example thinking about it. There is some type of, like, locking mechanism, because even, I'm thinking about, you know, the pineapple ice cream from Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Their freezers are locked. So you can't get in there. Their freezers are locked. So, like, and that was from before this. So, whatchamacallit, now they're looking at jail time or some type of fine, and it was like, you can do life if you're trying to cause harm. And when she posted this, she's talking about, oh, and I was, yeah, I did that, and I was kind of sick. Let's start an epidemic. Who else gonna do it?
An epidemic?
Yo, you know, she just learned that. She just learned that word.
Right?
But then, like, the crazy thing is, right after that, you see another chick do it. Now, the chick that first did it, she's like 16 years old. She's a kid. They can't even reveal her identity. They just show her face because she went viral. But the other chick that did it, much older. And I think it was a guy who opened some mouthwash, gargled it, and spit it back in a bottle.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I was just watching that video. That was staged. Although it was stupid. That one was staged.
Okay.
Because if you look at the rest of the show, that was the only Listerine bottle that didn't have the plastic cap on it.
He might have opened it there.
He had already opened it. Because the Listerine and all that stuff comes with the plastic layering with the cap, so that with the perforated, so that you can open it.
Yeah.
And it didn't have an optic open.
Yeah, so check y'all shit. Just check y'all shit.
And people think that shit is funny until...
It's not.
Until that shit happens to one of your loved ones. You think it's going exactly. to be funny now? Like,
it's not.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's fucking... like that's crazy, like... like, that's the most disgusting thing you could do.
It's period. Disgusting, like, but people can actually get sick from this shit.
One of. I mean, this is 2019. This is what people do when they bored, right? Fuck some shit up.
For some comments. So, you and know likes.
What? Now, Bluebell, you know, got trust think? Issues.
Right. You know what I think? It seems like every year is some new dumb shit.
This
like,
is the new Tide Pods.
Yeah.
Like, before it was Tide Pods, now it's this. Like, come on. Like, are y'all fucking serious?
Yeah.
And then you said the second girl that did it was much older than the first
one. Yeah, like,
come
on. This chick trying to get her stain back and shit. Fuck out of here.
What? Come on.
Jeez, man.
Come
this
on.
Jerry.
This is terrible.
Doomed, man.
You up.
Oh, okay. It's on me. All right. So, we all know about Nike has their sponsorship of Colin Kaepernick, right?
Yes.
And Colin Kaepernick received a good amount of money from Nike, you know, just to be a big part of their marketing campaign, stuff like that. So, what else are they going to do but drop some sneakers? You know, they had the commercial. That was all positive and stuff. But they now they're trying to drop some sneakers for Colin Kaepernick. And they make them American flag sneakers. Okay. So that is bad enough, right? But now you make not the modern American flag with 50 stars, but the Betsy Ross flag.
The 13 colonies flag?
Yes, the 13 colonies flag on the sneakers.
On for Kaepernick.
For Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick came out and said, nah, I ain't fucking with it. Take the shits down.
Like, it's the 13 colonies! What the fuck?
Literally so, the exact so wait, so flag wait, so wait. That he's...
like, it's
Oh, that's so worse. We didn't know that it would offend people. We didn't know the design was just
First of all, you're only accounting for 13 states.
Yeah, that's stupid enough.
Wait, never mind the fact that this is supposed to be Kaepernick's shoe. You're only accounting for 13 of 50 states.
Right, that's super unpatriotic.
But then why the fuck is the American flag on the shoe in the first place?
Right? Like, let's really look at it. Because we're talking about Colin Kaepernick, the guy who had a year-long battle while kneeling against the flag.
Unless they try to put Kaepernick in front of the fucking flag kneeling. Then that's something. But they ain't gonna do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, come on. It was mad uncreative. It's like, all right, American flag sneakers. Come on. Have we not seen that before somewhere?
It's super petty because it's super petty because they had to pay him out. That's why. I think.
It was just a terrible idea. Poor execution.
That's exactly what it was. It's like, oh, we got to pay out the settlement. All right, well, like, let's just do this.
All right, we're going to make some Barack Obama sneakers, but we're going to put the Confederate flag on the front of it. All right? It's like, yes, we can.
Obama fried chicken.
Obama fried chicken.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man. Don't get it started.
Oh, anyway. That shit was in Brooklyn, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Obama fried chicken. Yeah,
they took that down, son.
That was a thing?
Huh? And Japan. Yeah. I mean, China. Yeah. It was in China.
What? Yeah, it was on the news. It was in East Flatbush. And the guy was like, nah, I'm not.
Right by me.
Yeah, he's like, nah, I'm not taking it down. I'm not taking it down. He's like, yo, you don't think this is offensive? He's like, nah, not at all.
Was it a black guy?
Yo.
This was like, I think it was like an Indian guy. Like one of those.
Yo, the funny shit is it was right across the street from another chicken spot.
Yeah.
So they was actually protesting. This is where I was living. Like, they was protesting that shit. It was like, nah, we not having that shit. Fuck that. I saw that shit when it was first built.
Wow. This
is like, this had to be like when he first was running or he first got elected or some shit like that.
Yeah. So
08. 08, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I was nowhere near East Flatbush around that time.
But that was some real. That was crazy shit right there.
Yeah, I gotta get into this whole shit with the whole Lil Fizz and April Jones. Oh, wait. Steph, did you have that? No.
Okay.
All right, so just to backtrack, just to give you a little story of what happened, right?
Yeah.
I guess Omarion and her baby mom, I think some shit happened on Love & Hip Hop where they got split up or whatever, or they kind of separated. So recent video had came out, no, two videos had came out where, like, you see Lil Fizz, and then you see April Jones, like, the baby mother, like, have her arms, like, hugging him, and... Mm-hmm. So he's just like, he's like, nah, chill. you know how Fizz is. Chill. So her statement was, yo, you know what? You gotta live life. Usually when a chick says you gotta live life, that means she's living trifling right now. Like, she's living scandalous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Lil Fizz is pretty much dating Omarion's baby mother.
Mm-hmm.
That is some dirty shit.
Like, you could have went with any other guy in the world. You go to the fucking bandmate.
Yeah.
Don't just put it all on her.
Yeah.
I mean both of them are fucked up. That's supposed to be your brother. Like, you can't.
That's some dirty shit, son.
Hey, bro.
Right.
You could probably literally have any girl you want. So. Wow.
Right, it's,
yeah.
It kind of just shows like what kind of friend or brother like Fizz is. It's like, yo, man, like that's certain things in the guy code you just don't do.
Super fucked up.
Or he don't care no more. Nah. Like, you have to it could get real deep. Like, you can be like, all right, who did who wrong first. Because at that point, it's like, I don't give a fuck about this nigga no more. You know what I'm saying?
True. Mm-hmm. But still, it's like, you gotta have some remorse. Like, that's your bandmates. Like, yeah, baby, like, mother, bro. Like,
I feel...
Exactly.
Like, something had to have been a disconnect somewhere in the past where he don't care. That's what I'm saying.
Obviously,
possibly, but obviously niggas do shiesty shit just because they can. It's like, or even worse, if they've been sitting on the sideline the whole time, like, yo, I could love her better, like,
yeah,
you know. Jesus. And then he gets his opportunity, you know, shoots his shot. She probably, you know, solidified it a long time ago.
Yeah,
Lord,
man.
Have mercy.
Yeah, man.
So I say, man,
that's some real dirty, like,
that's shiesty.
Loving hip hop.
Hey, hey.
Wait, aren't they all loving hip hop though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. They had to do it for the writing. The less of their livelihood is based on this. The more chit chat, the more they get paid.
I don't think.
Yo, you know how. Well, you know how much
the
views
last time
they
you
got
heard
now?
Lil Fizz name?
The B2K reunion tour?
Reunion tour. Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, the Millennial Tour. Is that still going on? Oh, it's probably going on.
I don't know.
They got cancer.
During the Millennial Tour. Yo, you fucking my baby mom's
man? Yo, that's a funny shit.
Yo, you go. Oh man,
yo,
you up.
This has nothing to do with any type of celebrity shit. You know, this has to do with just being in Georgia. You know what I mean?
Oh shit, let's hear it
now. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all one thing. Georgia's cool. You know what I mean? For the past few months that I've been here, but it's something that has got to be said about these Georgians. You motherfuckers cannot drive. Like, yo, I feel like everybody in Georgia cannot drive. If you were born and raised in Georgia and you got your driver's license, or I think 90% of y'all motherfuckers riding dirty, you know what I mean? With no license.
Oh my God.
Y'all are the most craziest drivers in the world. Like, I thought New York drivers was crazy. Like, I thought we was crazy. But just to give an example of what happened yesterday. I'm doing Lyft, right? I witnessed an accident. But it was the dumbest fucking shit I've ever seen in my life. So, you know how you... Alright, let's say you sitting at the light and somebody to the right of you is like in the wrong lane and they trying to, you know, maneuver their way, you know, into the turning lane or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, damn, I'm in the wrong fucking lane. Shit. I'm watching this shit, right? There's this SUV that's sitting in the left lane and this minivan in the right lane. This motherfucker U-turned, scraped half of the motherfucking SUV's bumper off the car and drove over the car parts that fell onto the ground, U-turned, and drove away.
Yo.
This motherfucker scraped half.
So they did a 360?
This motherfucker. A 360 scraping half of the car off, and then just drove off. And I'm like, yo, bro, all you had to do is just let the motherfuckers in the left lane go and then do your little maneuvering and then, you know, do the Word. U-turn. But this motherfucker, that's all you heard. And then
yo. Everybody know that sound, dude. Yo. Scraping car parts.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yo. This motherfucker. I had to report it. I'm sorry, I'm not a snitch, but I had to report the shit.
Oh my god.
I'm like, yo, bro. There was like eight people in the fucking SUV. Oh, it was a whole family in there.
Oh,
what?
No.
The SUV that got scraped and they didn't do nothing about it? Like, they just sat there?
They drove into a lot, but then, you know, they parked and I gave them my business card. Huh?
Assess the damage?
Yeah. Their whole front bumper was gone.
Oh, my God.
You got the plates?
Gone.
You got the plates?
Huh?
You got the plate number?
Nah. I was about to take a picture, but as soon as I got my phone out,
it was too late.
The dude was gone.
Ghost.
Damn.
So I called 911. I called him a paramedic. You know, they came through, gave him my business card if they needed help. You know, I did the right thing.
Yeah, you did.
You know what I mean?
You did. Okay. You did the right thing.
Okay.
It's fucked up.
But that's the fuck.
I don't want motherfuckers thinking that I'm a snitch, but that was some fucked up shit.
Snitch.
Nah, you're just being a civilian, man.
It could have been worse. Like,
yeah, they could have.
Right.
They knew they did some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, and just left like you low.
Word!
This motherfucker was like, yo, I'm not going to jail. Fuck that. Fucked up, yo.
Oh my god. I bet you they didn't have insurance or something.
Hell no. Nah. They even have no fucking license plates.
All he had was a Confederate flag.
Yo. You know what happened? That nigga had like two keys of dope in the back. He saw a cop two blocks up. It was like, fuck it. I'd rather mack this nigga car up. Deal with those cops in the front. So I'm out.
Yo.
Damn.
Yeah, super fuck that shit, I'm out moment.
I got 25 to life in the backseat of my van. That's how much coke I got.
Alright. So I was going to do the Sheboygan cereal toilet clogger getting sentenced to 150 years. But you're going to have to, 150 days, but you're going to have to, you know, look that up on your own. So back in like 2013, 2014, a Canadian company shipped over a bunch of containers that were supposed to contain recyclable plastics, you know? And it was getting shipped to the Philippines so the Philippines could, you know, recycle the plastic and make new products out of it and, you know, export it. So what actually happened was that these containers, and when I say containers, I'm talking these big shipping containers, the trailers that go on, you know, the 18-wheelers. These containers were filled up with regular garbage, right? So, they couldn't do anything with it. Do you know that it took until 2019 for Canada to take all of their garbage back? Because it's against the law for, you know, the Philippines to be importing the mixed trash and the plastics. It's supposed to be just plastics. You throw it right in the incinerator, whatever, you know, melt the plastic, go on with life. So,
right.
Yeah, 69 shipping containers filled up with garbage just arrived back in Canada. So I just thought that entire thing is fuck shit.
Wait, like, what year was it again? Originally,
huh?
What year was it? Originally,
2013. 2013. You know that the issue arose because they probably shipped it over there. You know, probably 2012, 2013. But like, jeez, Like, that's the worst thing I heard about Canada so far. Like, they tried to dump all of their garbage on the Philippines.
That's fucked up. I mean, wait, why am I laughing at this? I'm not laughing at that shit.
What? The Philippines is laughing about it. They took Canada took their shit back. They had to. Can you imagine what the past 5 years have been like? They call Canada. Canada like, nah, you stuck with it. Click. No, this is not the Canadians.
Fuck out of here. Take y'all shit back.
Boy, they had to disguise their voices and shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know it's you, Canada.
I don't know what's going on here. So, we all love Marvel Comics, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Marvel Comics gets the fuck shit.
Oh.
Marvel again? Comics gets the fuck shit.
Why?
Okay.
What happened?
Again. So,
July 5th, 2019.
Yes.
Marvel Comics debuts a team of Axe body spray inspired superheroes. All right.
What?
Yep. A trailer uploaded to the Axe's website introduces five freshmen from the Future Minds School of Science and Technology in Chicago. Right? We're talking about. The narration explains that thanks to a combination of their own scientific know-how and Wakandan technology, they become superheroes Burner, Windchill, Kid Vanish, Override, Double Time, and together they are the Freshmen.
The Freshmen, wow.
The Freshmen.
Yo, really dropped the ball on that one.
I had to leave my couch on that one.
Really, oh my gosh. Son, there's a full trailer on Axe's website. Now, like, what makes it interesting is if you subscribe to Axe's website, then you actually get, you know, 30 days free trial of Marvel Unlimited. So you get Mad Comics and shit. But it's is it really worth it? It's like, it might not even cost anything, but I don't even want to associate with those type of people.
So, wait. I'm not completely mad at this, even though it sounds the utmost ridiculousness. It's
so cheesy.
It's fucking cheesy, but at the same time, if they're in a partnership and this is a way for them to collaborate on some sponsorship type shit, then, as long as it has nothing to do with the main MCU or television, I'm okay with this.
Okay. Well, let me say this.
Stanley would have never.
Wait, I gotta take it to the next level.
Oh my god.
I feel like he's riding the coattail, yeah.
Hold on. As the trailer continues, the freshmen do battle with none other than the Claw, Black Panther's arch enemy. The narrator points out that the whole superhero thing is cool, but it isn't always easy. As the video comes to an end, Iron Man and Captain Marvel and Black Panther and Thor appear to help out the super-powered heroes.
No. This is still in their comic world.
Yeah,
Not the movies, nor the TV shows. They start doing that fuck shit on some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm out, Marvel. I'm out.
This is why we have the gatekeepers. This is why you gotta have the gatekeepers for this one.
Stan Lee, rest in peace. That's all I gotta say.
That's crazy, man. Yeah,
Stan Lee wouldn't. He wouldn't have approved that bullshit.
He might have.
Come on now. Nah.
Nah, they would have just did a Stan Lee cameo, and it would have been fine. Stan Lee could get away with anything. Stan Lee cameo is fine, but no. What? The Freshmen. Like, you can't even think of your name. Like,
you remember the Mentos tagline? The Freshmaker. That's what I feel like you're about to say when you say the Freshmen.
I'm saying, but the Freshmen, Like, how? Who are you selling X body spray to? Like,
freshmen,
12 to 13
teenagers. The only people who are allowed to wear X body spray.
Like, can I ask y'all a question?
What?
Oh, I'll say this though: if you spending money on Axe body spray, stop it. Just take that money, invest it in some Muslim oils. You'll be fine. You know what I'm talking about? That Egyptian musk. All good. Cool water.
Some tea tree oil.
Them oils, them oils is gonna hold you for a half hour. Oh my god! Damn, Marvel.
Yeah.
The freshman. Wow.
Okay. That shit funny. Is the cheesiest that thing is... that Marvel's done since like Fantastic Four.
Oh, come on.
Wait, which Fantastic
Live Four? Live action which Fantastic Four, not cartoon Fantastic
oh,
Four.
Oh, yeah, like.
Which live action Fantastic Four?
Both of them.
Both? Even the one with Jessica Alba? Nah,
the first
that was
one.
The cheesiest one!
Yo, the first one was probably the first one with Jessica Alba was probably the best one.
Yes.
It was probably the best Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
The sequel, it was okay. It was pretty cheesy though.
It was.
But that last one, god awful.
It was like
Michael B. Jordan.
They try to do too much with it.
They always take fucking Johnny Storm, and they're like, "Yo, you did a great job in this shitty movie. Come be somebody else in the Marvel Universe." You know?
Lord.
Like, they took Johnny Storm and was like, fuck it. You killed this movie. It's a garbage movie. I'm sorry. So, please accept our apology with this Captain America role.
The next time they try to reprise it and they make Johnny Storm rude, they're like, well, in the next 5 years!
Yeah. It's true.
Oh, my God.
Word.
Robert Downey Jr., what are you doing here?
I'm saying, if you really go to do Johnny Storm and you go on and bring it into the MCU, make it somebody like Dave Franco's brother or something like that. I wouldn't be mad at that.
You mean Dave Franco?
You mean James Franco?
Dave Franco. That's what I mean.
He said Dave Franco's brother. I'm thinking Dave Franco
is the main Franco. No. James Franco is the main Franco.
James Franco.
So, yeah. Little Franco.
Thinking about Dave. Nah, little a young Franco. Dave Franco like would have been good, but he's getting up there in age now. He's in his late 30s. Late 30s, yes.
Yes.
He looked pretty young. His age is starting to catch up with him.
Yeah, he's still white. But, all right.
I got
I'm sorry. Like, yo, don't blame me. Blame this melanin. I mean,
all right.
He's still problems. White.
That concludes this episode of the Unselebs. This is episode 73, yes. Right?
Episode 73. Yes.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. The hell was that? Oh.
It was me. Keep going.
Oh.
I apologize.
No, it's cool. Anchor, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Ah! Ouch!
Alright, hold on. Before you shoot, you...
Wait, what happened? Over.
What? Mute you.
Keep going.
You good?
Keep going.
Oh, I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka Nostalgia.
This is Dre. Motherfucking Trump.
And
bye.
Okay.
Alright, we're out.
That's a wrap.
Great guys. Dynamite.